In addition to the Middle East peace process, the U.S.-Israeli relationship was also an issue in yesterday's elections. In particular, Benjamin Netanyahu's strained personal relationship with President Obama. NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports on what may be ahead.
Publicly, the White House says the U.S.-Israeli relationship is too strong to be affected by one election. But it's clear that many administration officials would have preferred a different result. Netanyahu's Republican supporters, on the other hand, were dancing in the end zone. Former Bush White House spokesman Ari Fleischer sent out a sarcastic tweet.
I said that I can't wait to see President Obama's congratulations letter to Prime Minister Netanyahu, and I bet he can't wait to write it either.
On Air Force One today, White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest said President Obama hasn't yet called Netanyahu to congratulate him, but he said the White House would communicate directly to the Israelis its, quote, deep concerns about the divisive rhetoric Netanyahu used to marginalize Arab-Israeli citizens, those remarks about Arabs coming out in droves that have been condemned in Israel as racist demagoguery. It was just another example of the bad blood between the American and Israeli leaders. Jeremy Ben-Ami is the president of J Street, a liberal pro-Israel advocacy group.
On the personal level, the president and the prime minister have no love lost, and that is probably not reparable in the 22 months that remain. So I don't see those differences being bridged.
On the policy front, Netanyahu's re-election will only cause President Obama more headaches, says Ari Fleischer, who predicts it will increase the Republicans' willingness to challenge the president on foreign policy, as they did when they invited Netanyahu to give that controversial speech to Congress 2 weeks ago, blasting President Obama's efforts to get a nuclear deal with Iran.
I think it puts a high hurdle between the president and getting the Iran deal done. If the government of Israel had changed, it would have been a lot easier for President Obama to reach an agreement with Iran. That would have been a dangerous agreement. Now that the man who blew the whistle on the agreement has been put back into power, President Obama is going to hear that whistle blowing if he decides to try to push the boundaries and get that agreement.
The White House insists Netanyahu's re-election will have no effect on the negotiations. The most immediate problem for the White House is in Congress. A bill giving Congress the ability to accept or reject a deal with Iran could come up for a vote as early as next month. The White House has been trying to convince Congress to give the Iran negotiations more time, and that may take till June. Netanyahu's re-election may make that a harder sell. Jeremy Ben-Ami says the White House has been trying to hold down defections among its own party so that the bill does not receive a veto-proof majority.
It's not a question of where the Republican opposition will be. They would oppose it no matter who's governing in Israel. The question will be, how does this affect the Democrats whose position might be movable on this issue based on their political considerations? And that's where the White House will have to make a very, very strong case that the Prime Minister of Israel has his opinion, but is not giving the best advice to American lawmakers about what is in America's interest.
Then there is the Israeli-Palestinian peace process, which has been on life support for some time. But Netanyahu might have killed it altogether when he said there would be no Palestinian state as long as he was prime minister. That sent liberal Democratic Congressman Earl Blumenauer of Oregon to the House floor this morning.
Last night's election was deeply troubling about the future of Israeli politics and a two-state solution, long the policy of the United States and, until recently, the leadership of Israel.
The administration says it will now have to reevaluate the U.S. approach to the peace process. President Obama might also have to reevaluate how he will handle a newly strengthened Israeli prime minister, a man the White House just came pretty close to accusing of using racist rhetoric to win an election. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.